I'm Alex. Welcome to Coffee with Pixie Dust, where I teach you how to be truly confident. Now, why is that important? Well, confidence is kind of like the backbone of getting everything you want done the way you want it in your life, right? Reaching those goals, reaching that dream life, feeling a certain way, being in a certain place. And for a lot of people, that is really hard. That is not as easy as it sounds, or like the magazines, or Instagram or social media tell us, like, oh, you know, have a little self-care, go on a trip and you'll feel like $1 million. But really, to be truly confident, there are certain things that you have to do and you have to be aware of to be able to move forward, to grow that confidence, to grow that belief in yourself. So what exactly is confidence, right? Like, it's a word that's thrown around a lot. It's a word that we hear a lot, that we're told, oh, you need to be confident. Oh, you know, if you lose 10 pounds, you'll feel really confident. If you just get that promotion, you'll feel really confident. But what is confidence? It's not having all those things. It is not having the job. It is not having the cars. It is not, you know, summer body ready. None of that is confidence. Those are things that come when you feel good about yourself. Those are things that you can achieve for yourself that add fun and greatness to your life. But that is not what real confidence is. So let me tell you, confidence is simply a belief in yourself. That's all it is. And it sounds simple, right? Three words, belief in yourself. So why is it so hard to achieve? Why do people struggle with this? Why do people struggle with their self-esteem, self-worth, self-value? I mean, all of these fall under the umbrella of confidence, right? All of these are different ways of saying, how do you see yourself? How do you view yourself? What is it that holds us back? What is this negative version of ourselves that we play in our heads constantly that keeps us from, you know, really believing in yourself and achieving confidence? What is it? Now, you know, there are people that will argue that your confidence comes from how you were raised, what you were taught to believe in yourself, how you were spoken to. And I agree with part of that. I do believe that the things that we tell our kids or that we were told as kids will replay in your mind, often will keep you from achieving things. And they're barriers. They're like these blocks in your brain that you have to be able to move past in order to really find your own self-worth, your own self-value. I mean, is it really true what whoever told you long ago? When you're angry or you say something to someone like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're such an idiot. Do you really think that person is an idiot? Or is it that you're reacting out of some sort of emotion? It might be anger, it might be frustration, you know, but we tend to say it to other people. So does that mean that that's true? No, it just means that we're reacting. However, words are very powerful. You know, that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt you. Well, that is like the biggest myth ever. Sticks and stones, yeah, they hurt. You heal from that. But those words stay ingrained in your emotion, in your psyche, in your just the way that you are. And when you're an adult, they're still back there. There's still this little voice saying, well, you know, you're not really pretty. You're really dumb. You really suck at math. You'll never be able to do that. And that's hard. It's hard when you are the one that is telling yourself those things. So what can we do to break out of this cycle? How can we actually achieve confidence? Is it even possible? Yes, yes, it's totally possible. You can totally understand who you are and what your actual worth and value are and move on and achieve great things regardless of, you know, your past, regardless of what people have told you in the past. It is absolutely 100% possible to work on it, but it's going to take work and it's going to take commitment and it's going to take a belief in yourself that you can do it. You can do it. You can get that big job. You can, whatever it is that you want to do. I'm sorry, I drew a blank. Okay. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever that big goal is, that bucket list goal that you have for your life, you want to be an astronaut. You want to, be a football player. Those are my kids' dreams, right? That's what they want. Yes, they can do that. But you know what? It's going to take work for them to do it. And they have to believe in themselves to be able to do that. And we work on that every day because they have to work on the areas that aren't 100% for them, right? Just like we do. So let's talk about it. Okay, what are some things that we need to look at that are going to help us be self-confident? Okay, the first one, self-awareness. So what is self-awareness? That is an understanding of who you are as a person. Who are you? I mean, take a look, reflect. Who are you? Are you where you want to be in your life? Are you doing something that you enjoy? No, it might not be your dream job, but do you enjoy it? Do you have joy in your life every day? Or do you wake up every single day dreading what's coming next? Okay, you need to be able to know yourself and not lie. I mean, not be like, well, yeah, you know, I get the bills paid, so I'm good. Well, that's good. That's great because you're meeting a basic need, right? But are you really happy and are you really willing to put the work and jump out on a ledge for yourself? Are you willing to chase, you know, kind of not chase that happiness? You don't have to chase it, but you can work on it, right? You can get promoted. You can look for another job. And please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying job hop to find happiness. That is never going to happen. You can job hop and have 12 different jobs in a year, and you're never going to be happy because you have not taken the time to look at yourself, okay? And it's not about the money that you're bringing in. Like, you know, you're bringing in 100K or you're bringing in 5K. What matters is how you feel at that job. What matters is how you feel when you're at work. And that's what I'm talking about. Are you happy at work? Now, it might not be the greatest job, but maybe you really enjoy what you do, and that's great. Then do that. But if you are truly unhappy, then maybe take a look. What are the options? What else can we do? Okay. The second step is self-reflection. So after you have taken inventory of your life, where you are, what you have, what you want, reflect on that. Now, people do this like through nature walks, meditation, but find some time. Journaling is a great way to self-reflect. You write down where you are, what goals you have. Think about it. Like, really think about it. Am I really happy? Is this enough? Can I do this for the next 10, 15 years? Now, this also, I should have mentioned earlier, doesn't apply just to work. But what about like your home life? How do you feel at home? What can you change? Do you need to work on your marriage? Maybe you want to get married. Maybe you're single and you're ready to move on to that next level of commitment with the person that you are. Maybe your marriage, you know, has a few things. No marriage is perfect. There's absolutely no 100% happy marriage. We all have to work on it. Are you committed? Do you want to do that? Do you want to invest that time in that person and find real joy with them and have a good lasting relationship? These are the things you need to reflect about. What about, maybe like reflect as a parent. How do you feel? How are you parenting? Maybe there's a different relationship, a friendship. Maybe you're looking for more friends. You feel isolated. Maybe you feel like, you know, you could get out there a little bit more. You're too shy, a little too introverted, and you'd like to work on those goals. Different things. Really think about it and reflect on it. Where you are, what do you want? What do you want out of these things that either make you happy or unhappy? How can you change them? And write it down. Use a journal to write them down. Go on a long hike. Sit out in your garden. Maybe go out to the beach and watch the waves and just think about where you are in life, how you feel about those things. Reflect, self-reflection, right? When you have those two things, you can start to work on the next one, which is your self-esteem. How do you feel about yourself as a person? Where are you? How's your self-worth? How do you feel? Like $1 million? Or maybe not so much like $1, you know? How do you feel about yourself as a person? That is your self-esteem, the value you kind of think about yourself. And I want all of you responding like, man, Alex, I feel like I'm $100. I don't know, you know, how I can change that. That's my goal for you, right? Is to get all of you thinking that in your head. Like, life can't get any better than this. But sometimes there are things that maybe we need to work on to raise our self-esteem. And I'm not talking about like money or looks or those things that social media is out there telling you that you need to feel good about yourself, because all of that is a lie. It all comes from within. Okay. How do you feel about yourself as a person? And I'm going to talk more about self-esteem in another episode, just because that's a whole nother topic. Okay. But how you see yourself when you look in the mirror. Do you look in your mirror and you're like, oh, man, I feel pretty good. I'm rocking it today, right? How do you feel when you show up at the office? Man, that feels good. People really, you know, value me. They respect my opinion. This feels good to be here. Or when you're in a group of friends at a dinner party, do you feel like maybe, Are they talking about me all the time? Do you get kind of get that feeling, that vibe that maybe when you're not at the table, people are talking about you? Or do you feel like, man, these people support me, and it doesn't matter how bad I mess up, they are always there for me. These are my real friends, okay? How do you feel around those people in your life? Because if it's the first, maybe it's time to move on. But if it's the latter, then those are the relationships that you need to work on that I was speaking about a minute ago, okay? Those are the relationships that are worth the commitment and the work, because we all need those people in our lives to help boost us up when we're feeling bad, to help boost us when we're down on ourselves, to help remind us of where we need to be, okay? We all have that friend that is really there, and for whatever reason, we don't put in as much work because we like the fun people. And you got to think about that sometimes, okay? Who are the people that are really worth following in your life? Okay? And think about that too, because some of my clients really struggle with that, with relationships, okay? Once you understand how you feel about yourself, that's where the work starts, okay? So the very first thing that you're going to do after you are aware of where you are in your life, you have some reflection and you understand how you feel about where you are in your life, and you think about your own value in your life, then we can start the work of like, okay, so now what? Okay? Positive thinking. What? Okay, I know that's very technical. That is not what you thought I was gonna say. Probably, right? What is that? Okay, so that is how you talk to yourself about yourself. And next week's topic is actually all about positive self-talk and how we can do this the right way, how we can talk to ourselves, that inner dialogue, what it is, why it's important, okay? But believe in yourself and tell yourself that. Look in the mirror and be like, you know what? You look really good today. I love it. I'm feeling good. We're gonna conquer the day. Let's go, you know, rock it at that meeting. Let's go to that PTA meeting and really show up for the kids. Let's be the great soccer mom. Let's you know, help my coworkers through this hard time. It's been hard at work. Let's get that done. Let's schedule a great date with my spouse and make that happen. You know, you want to talk to yourself like that, and you want to encourage yourself to do those things and be like, yeah, I can do this. I'm really good at this. I know what I'm doing. So and so has no idea. They're probably in a bad mood, but I am really good at my job. These are the things you want to say to yourself, okay? So when you mess up, you forgive yourself, you move on, and you remind yourself how good you are. Now, again, we're gonna talk more about this on the next episode. So tune in for that next week. And the last thing that I'm gonna tell you about for today is helping others. Now, Alex, why is that being thrown in here? We're talking about me, right? Well, let me tell you, when you are in a position to help others, it actually fires off a lot of feel-good things in your brain, and your confidence goes up. One, because you're able to help someone else. Two, because you realize that you are probably in a better position. And I don't mean that like in a weird, like a snotty kind of a way, okay? What I mean is that you're in a good position in your life. You're stable, you can help someone out, okay? And that feels really good when you realize that about yourself, because you're not falling into this whole social media or what others at work might have said to you or whatever. You realize for yourself, hey, I'm doing pretty good, okay? And it's just a kind thing to do. When we're kind to others, we feel really good about ourselves, okay? Your confidence goes up because you value yourself more, because you're taking the time to help others. So don't think that helping others isn't really part of confidence, because it's actually a really huge part. And I'll talk more about that at a future time. Now, guys, this I've kind of like gone through this, and there's so much more detail to these things. This is like a very basic overview of what they are. I'm going to link a blog post that I wrote on all of these things that goes into more detail and gives more examples on how you can do those. If at that time you still are not clear, schedule a call completely free. I will help you with identify one thing holding you back from feeling confident. I'll actually give you the tips and tools to break through that, show you how to do it, and then we'll see what happens for that after that, okay? So two free resources for you, the blog post, the free call. I will link all of that in the descriptions. And as always, I'm wishing you a happy week. I'll see you here next week. You bring the coffee, I'll bring the pixie dust, and we will get confident together. Bye.